Welcome to Focus on the Community, a weekly program that focuses on issues and events in our community.
And welcome, Frank Roche here. Good to be with you again today. And joining me, Tim Maniscalco with the Better Business Bureau of Indiana. Tim, how's it going?
Very good. How about yourself, Frank?
Things are going just well, and we want to make sure that folks keep their money in their pocket. That's what the BBB is all about. You guys try to make sure that people are not getting scammed, and I imagine there's always plenty of new scams to talk about. Your phones are ringing off the hook every day, I imagine, right?
Yeah, they are. Unfortunately, people think that they've won the lottery or gotten some great prize, or they've just gotten ripped off. So, yeah, unfortunately, our phones are ringing off the hook. So we want to try and prevent that, and getting on forums like this is a great way to do that.
One of the things that's a real problem right now, I thought we'd bring it up and talk about it, the hurricane out on the East Coast in the Carolinas. Of course, the Salvation Army, Samaritan's Purse, the Red Cross, they're all saying, hey, send us money, because they are doing the lion's share of helping people out. But, of course, there's going to be a lot of other folks out there that are going to say that I'm a charity, send me money, and they're really not. And this is it's sad, but things like this are what really leads to a lot of scams.
Frank, boy, you're exactly right. The great thing about the American people is that we tend to be very, very generous, and we want to help others out. Unfortunately, scammers know that, and they will use these types of opportunities, like you say, here with Florence, and set up all kinds of fake sites on the website to entice you into giving money. They will send you unsolicited emails and things on social media to get you to give your money. So I always tell people, number one, if you can, stick with some of the tried and true charities like you say, Red Cross, Salvation Army. You know, those people, number one, are legit. Number two, they really know what they're doing when it comes to these disasters. They're very skilled at this. They've done this before. They know kind of where to put their money, where to put their efforts. But, you know, if you do want to give to something else, please check them out. One of the best places to go is give.org, G-I-V-E.org. You can check out charities there. And, if you do want to give something on a charity that has just popped up or you're not really familiar with, remember that if it is not an already designated 501c3 charity by the IRS, you will not be able to take any of that money off on your income taxes. That's not a tax-deductible expense if it's not a recognized charity by the IRS. And it takes more than just a couple days to get a 501c3 designation. So, these new charities that may just pop up all of a sudden are not a lot of times recognized at that point. So just do your homework. That's what I tell people. Do your homework. It's great that you're giving, but do your homework.
And, you know, one of the neat things about that, I mean, yeah, let's face it, we all want to be charitable and give, but getting that tax deduction is kind of a neat little thing on the side, too. But with that said, that's kind of a little bit of a way to kind of weed out the fraudsters, because if they've gone through all the paperwork and the legwork, which isn't easy to get that 501c3 designation, that means there's a better than average chance they're legit, because of the fact that they've done all that and they've kind of been checked out by the government to make sure that they really are a nonprofit. Now, does that mean that they spend every dime you give them on the folks that you want to benefit? Not necessarily. Sometimes their management could be pretty expensive, but at least it's something to kind of look at.
Yeah, no, you're right. That's a good kind of first filter, so to speak, to put people through. If you are a 501c3, it says something about you. So I absolutely agree with you. That's probably a good first check to see, gee, if you're a 501c3, then at least you've done something to legitimize yourself. If you're not, that could raise some red flags.
Tim Maniscalco with the Better Business Bureau of Indiana is our guest here today, trying to keep you from being a victim of scams. You know, a lot of folks, like you said, we like to give money. We like to help folks out. We try to help out hurricane victims. And also, too, who doesn't love a cute dog or a cat? And we try to help out and maybe even, in some cases, adopt a rescue dog. But there are people out there that will take advantage of you even when you try to do something good like that.
Yeah, here's kind of the come on that they use. You know, they've got these just absolutely incredibly cute looking dogs on the web, on their website. They will say that, hey, you can adopt this dog and there's no charge, no adoption fee. You know, you're going to get the dog for free. But in the whole process, of adopting that dog and trying to get that dog to you, there's a couple of things that happen. Number one, you'll start getting calls for things like, oh, there has to be some sort of veterinary check that's going to cost you money, or some sort of shipping fee, or there could be something where the dog might be coming in from outside the country and there's some sort of fee to get it into the country, and endless sort of reasons here why that free dog that didn't cost you anything is now costing you money. And number one, the dog doesn't exist. So it's just, you know, they're putting a really cute dog's picture on their website.
Yeah, just a stock photo they lifted somewhere.
Say you'd immediately fall in love with these dogs.
Yeah.
And then, you know, it's free. Hey, what could be better than a cute puppy and free, right? And that cute free puppy all of a sudden starts costing you money. And then also watch out for unusual forms of payment when they're looking for prepaid debit cards, wire money transfers, that type of thing. Like I say, these people are fantastic at, number one, telling you some story about this dog, about how it's been abused and or whatever. It looks cute as can be. You can have it for free. All you got to do is pay these a couple of other expenses here, and the dog is yours.
Wow.
It just doesn't work. But you know, once you see that dog and you get sort of emotionally attached to that dog, hey, you want it. And you say, a couple hundred bucks here, okay, I'll do that. And I'll do that. And they'll keep you on the line until they figure out that you're not going to be sending them any more money. So there is no end to the reasons why you have to keep sending them money. I mean, as long as you send them some money, they're thinking, hey, you're good for another one, so we'll hit you up for another $150.
Well, one thing about it, any pet owner knows that the dogs or cats, they're going to cost you money anyway. So, I mean,
you're kind of
up for that from the get-go. This sounds like a little bit of a twist on the scheme, you know, where, hey, you've won a $1 million lottery, but you got to pay us $10,000 in order to claim your prize. It's kind of a little bit of a twist on that, so be careful out there. One of the other things that's out there, everybody is on Facebook, and, of course, you know, the land of fake news or whatever you want to call it, but there's also some big scams going on Facebook too, right?
Yeah, here's what's going to happen. You're going to see that you've been selected for this grant. And, you know, just out of the blue, someone's going to give you, the government or somebody's going to give you this money. And it's going to say that you've qualified for this grant. And it's going to be a lot of money. I mean, in some cases, they say that it can be over $100,000. But in order to get this grant, boy, there's some filing fees and some delivery fees and, you know, just some things that you've got to do in order to get this, quote, free money. And so that's where the scam comes in. It's number one, doesn't exist. Number two, no one's just going to give you money for free, particularly if you haven't applied for some sort of a grant. I mean, you know, typically grants are something that, you know, you apply for and then, you know, you either qualify for it or you don't. So this is something that we've seen a lot on Facebook. In fact, we had someone here in Central Indiana. They lost quite a bit of money to this whole thing, and, you know, it was really sad to see them. But we've seen that more and more on Facebook, and it's just one of those things where people once again believe that they've won a bunch of money or that they're going to get a bunch of money, and they just don't get it. So this person here in Central Indiana, they like I say, they lost quite a bit of money, and they were contacted by a company called Trust Community Fund, and we actually have this company listed on Better Business Bureau in our profile page. We try to list all the businesses, and they obviously have an F rating. So we're trying to warn people, hey, if you get contacted by this Trust Community Fund, sounds legitimate, doesn't it? The Trust Community Fund.
Oh yeah.
But but they are not a legitimate company.
Well, I'm glad we talked to you today because I'm really surprised to learn that there is no free lunch. I had no idea.
Yeah.
You know, Instagram's
a
kind
of
a
lot of people believe there is.
Well, yeah. I don't know how, but anyway, Instagram users, they're now some of these scams have gotten off Facebook. Now they're onto Instagram and other forms of social media, and now they're falling for some offers, I guess, from brands or phony offers from brands. What's going on with this?
Yeah, Frank, how would you like to be a model on Instagram for maybe some sunglasses or some cool-looking jewelry or a watch or something like that?
Have you ever seen me in person? You'd never ask that question if you...
Well, basically, you're going to be offered to be what they call a brand ambassador. And what they're going to want you to do is, like I say, get a picture of yourself in these cool-looking sunglasses or maybe show off some jewelry or a watch or something like that, and then post that on your Instagram account. Sounds neat, sounds cool, and you're going to get paid for that. Boy, that'd be kind of cool. But what the scam is when you sign up for that type of thing, they're going to say something like, oh, gee, we need to do some sort of a background check on you, or they might even charge you for the item that you're going to be promoting, you know, charge you for the sunglasses or something like that. And number one, the sunglasses aren't going to show up. Number two, you aren't going to get paid to be this brand ambassador or this model, so to speak, for sunglasses or a watch or anything like that. And once again, it's you know, background check, they're going to say, hey, we need $50 from you or something like that. So once again, people think that, and this really speaks to someone's vanity. You know, we'd all like to think that we're, you know, going to be on the cover of some fashion magazine, you know, a cool pair of sunglasses and wearing some fancy watches or something like that. And, you know, this is your 15 minutes of fame, so to speak. So they're really appealing to someone's vanity here.
I was just going to say, having worked in radio for a number of years, I have done what we call endorsement deals. I've done a couple of those where an advertiser will come to me or the radio station I'm working at, and they will pay us to endorse their product. Those deals are few and far between, and you got to be careful of that stuff. And you will never, ever, ever have to pay to use the product or get a sample of it. If you do that, that's just wrong, and that's not a legitimate deal because that just didn't happen.
Yeah, there you go. So you know, someone who knows and knows how that legitimate business really works. So there you go.
I had a great deal one time with a cell phone company. They not only gave me a free phone, but a completely free unlimited service on everything they had to offer. It was great. And then they paid me on top of it to do the commercials. It was great. That's how the deal works. You don't pay them anything.
Yeah. There you go. So it's straight, you know, you know how the real deals work, and these are not real deals. So they're playing to someone's vanity here.
Hey, real quick,
be careful of this.
Real quick, we got about a minute here. Who wouldn't like to work for Amazon? Big company worth billions and billions of dollars. I mean, and they're even talking about maybe building another distribution center here in Indiana in the central part of the state, and a lot of other things going on. You don't have to pay them to get a job there. If they want you, they'll hire you. Right?
Yeah, here's one where they're going to tell you that you can work out of your home on posting like products on their website or you know, looking at and reviewing people's consumer reviews and things like that. But what the catch here is that they're going to ask you to pay for a $200 enrollment kit to work for Amazon. And like you say, people here in Central Indiana might fall for this because Amazon, you know, might end up putting their headquarters here. They're going to decide that, I think, in the next couple of months where they're going to be putting their next headquarters. So just be on the lookout for this. If Amazon wants to hire you, they're not going to charge you $200 for an enrollment kit.
Yeah, I think they were talking about another distribution center, maybe over around, I don't know, was it Greenwood or someplace like that? Maybe they were talking about. So,
a really large Amazon facility. So, you know, there's every community in America, I think, is trying to get that one. I know here in Central Indiana was one of the finalists. I think there's 20 cities left that are still on the list. And I think towards the end of the year, Amazon said they were going to decide. So people could get fooled by that.
All right. Tim Minaskilla with the Better Business Bureau of Indiana. You guys have a great website to tell everybody about all these scams and everything that's going on, and plus a place where you can report a scam if you know about it, right?
Absolutely. Go to BBB.org. You can check out trustworthy businesses. Also, if you have been scammed or if you want to see what scams are going on in your area, click on the Scam Tracker button or go to scamtracker.org. You can see the scams that are going on in your area. And please, if you have been scammed, report it so everyone else knows. Scamtracker.org or BBB.org.
Tim Minaskilla with the Better Business Bureau of Indiana. Thanks for spending time with us today. Appreciate that. Always good info. And thank you for being with us. I'm Frank Rush.
You've been listening to Focus on the Community, a weekly public affairs program that focuses on issues and events in our community. To be considered as a guest on Focus on the Community, contact us by calling 812-420-2518. Be sure and tune in again next week at this time as we focus on the community.